Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We're back with the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite hosts, Briley and Britton.
Yes, we're so excited to be back this week. Last week we talked about, so both of us read a book called The Love Everybody Wants by Madison Pruitt Trout. Such a great book. Madison is a podcaster. She is a speaker, an author. You might know her from season 24. She was on the TV show of The Bachelor. And it was kind of cool to hear her story throughout this book, but we decided we wanted to talk about it because we learned so much from this book. We got a lot out of it that honestly applied to our lives, and it can apply to anyone's season of life.
So last week, we kind of talked about how there's an illustration that she makes in the book that was amazing and very easy to understand, you know, for the dumb people like me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's about how your life is like a house. And we talked about last week, and we kind of dug deep into the foundation of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your relationship with God. It needs to come first. And that is the most important thing to start building everything from there. You need to have that figured out. And mm-hmm. we talked about reasons why you can do it. Go listen to it if you haven't. And you can do that through prayer, through reading scripture, and all of the spiritual disciplines in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that can really just deepen your relationship with God and get that in the right spot before you can start building more aspects into your life and onto your house. So what we're going to talk about today is the framework of the house, which is how you can love yourself. And I know it's kind of confusing because the world will say one way to love yourself, the Bible says another way, and it's hard to comprehend everything when different things are being thrown at you. It's like, okay, well, who do I believe here? Which side should I take? So we're going to dig deep into that today and mm-hmm. figure out how you can do that to love yourself before you can go into any other relationship or any other aspect of your life.
Yeah, and the Bible says to love our neighbors as ourselves, but we don't know how to do that unless we know how to love ourselves first. So what does it mean to actually love ourselves from a Christian standpoint?
Yeah, I think a lot of times, like I said, the world will tell us one way to do it, and mm-hmm. loving yourself is not a selfish act. It's not when you are in a situation where you're around a bunch of people and you're only thinking about yourself. That's not what it is. It's not your, oh, I need to treat myself to a spa day and like have relaxing thoughts, all of this stuff. It's not that aspect of it. Loving yourself, there's kind of three main points to it. So first, you have to show love to your body. I remember, so we talked about on one of our earlier episodes, my crazy experience in Washington, D.C., how I was not showing love to my body. If you have not watched that or listened to it, go do that because you will learn how to not do that.
And you will end up in a cop car.
Exactly. Anyway, so loving your body means to, you know, stay active, stay in shape. It's mm-hmm. not, you don't have to be the, like, Olympian athlete like Sydney McLaughlin, but you do have to stay in shape. Like a way that I do that is through dance.
Mm-hmm.
I stay active. Dance is something that I can just resort to whenever mm-hmm. I'm stressed out or overwhelmed, and I can just be in the moment and be active, and my body feels good after dance. Sometimes it's sore, but you know, it feels good because I've been working out. And sometimes that may be a sport for you, or it's always like fueling your body with energy. You have to eat properly. You
sleep.
Can't like exactly sleep, rest, anything to refuel your body with energy.
Mm-hmm.
That is how you love your body. Like, I think one thing that I can kind of relate to that maybe is an analogy that some people might understand better is like, let's say you love your phone, right? If you love your phone, you're not just going to let it die. You're going to charge it to give it more energy. That's
mm-hmm.
the same way that your body works. And another point to it is you have to love your mind. So instead of thinking a lot of negative thoughts about yourself or thinking just like things that are not going to be helpful to your brain, don't put those thoughts in your head. Instead, put truth in your life and put like words of scripture. Or sometimes one thing that I always know, I don't really listen to a lot of explicit music because that's filling my brain with negative stuff. A song gets stuck in my head, and if it's got explicit content with it, that's going to be flooding my brain all the time.
It gets stuck in your brain and like replays
exactly.
over and over again.
And I don't want to fill my brain with that. So maybe even if I'm listening to like some pop music, it's uplifting or encouraging, or I'll listen to a lot of Christian music so I can have that constantly in my brain. Mm-hmm. And we read one book by John Acuff and his daughters. It's Your New Playlist. And something, it's a lot about like the power of mindset. And it talks about if there's a negative thought in your head or if there's a positive thought in your head, just evaluate it. If it's something that's constantly going in your brain, mm-hmm. then evaluate it. Is it true? Is this going to be helpful to me? Is it kind? Like, you have to think of the things that you're putting into your brain mm-hmm. because that's how you're going to live it out.
Right.
You're going to live out what you think about. And then the other part of loving yourself is you have to love your soul. So it kind of goes back to the spiritual disciplines with that we were talking about last week, and just really rooting back to the foundation of your life. And once you are rooted in the Word, once you're praying in communication with God and you are praising Him, worshiping, it, like, I will be in a worship service or go to a student, like a youth camp, and it's, you're constantly being flooded with truth, and you're praising and worshiping God constantly. And afterwards, you're on a high. Like, it's so much fun, and it fills you up.
Mm-hmm.
That's loving yourself. That's showing love to yourself by fueling yourself with those things for your soul, for your spiritual part, and your relationship with God. So you have to have those three things to truly show love to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so good. And I think after we get all of those things in line, we make sure we're loving our body, we're loving our mind, and we're loving our spirit. Once we figure out all those things, then it kind of comes to a point of, who am I? Like, who am I trying to love? What is my identity? And we only find our identity in Christ, which is why in order to love ourselves in all those ways, we have to go back to the foundation of it, like we talked about last week. But I thought something that Maddie explained really cool in this book was, because a lot of the book talks about relationships with others too. And it talked about how there's a lie that a lot of people say sometimes is, oh, you complete me. They'll say that about their spouse or about their boyfriend or girlfriend, whoever, they'll say, you complete me. And she said, that's such a lie of a statement because there's no such thing as a human completing you. She explains really well that you're not finding your identity in another person because it's not like you're 50% of a person and 50% of a person that makes one. You're 100% of a person and 100% of a person that just comes together to make each other better. And she explained this so well because it showed me that we don't find our joy or our peace or security in another relationship. Our end goal of whatever our waiting season is not a person. Our purpose isn't just to find a man in life, or for a man, it's not just to find a woman. You are working on yourself first and loving yourself so that you can be the best version of you and you can be exactly who God called you to be. And then you can work on finding other people. And that's any kind of relationship, even in a friendship. You're not 50% of a friendship and then come together for a whole friendship.
Yeah.
You're both giving yourself 100% of your personality and your love. So then you can make each other better through that.
Because you're not going to find like joy from another human being, or you're
right.
not going to find the peace that only God can give, or you're not going to find strength, security, anything, any of the fruit of the spirit through another person, because they are not perfect. God is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not perfect. God is. Like, if somebody tries to come looking for, like, a lot of people, I think they think that we have it all figured out. We don't.
No.
But, like, we've struggled with these things. I know I struggled recently with something that Maddie talked in the book about, like, the, like, fueling your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I struggled with talking negatively to myself, and I really then had to get through it with finally loving myself and knowing mm-hmm. that God loves me, so I should be loving myself. God created me. Why am I shouldn't hate myself because He created me and He decided that I needed to be loved and I needed to be in this world. And that is just, I mean, it's so amazing. And because I'm imperfect,
mm-hmm.
other people can't come looking to me to be joyful in their life.
Right.
I can be a joyful impact on their life, and I can be joyful around them. I can be positive, and I can be like I can show joy all the time around them, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be joyful because of me. If I, the reason that I am joyful is because I have a relationship with God. So they, if they have a relationship with God, then I can rub off on them and I can like show and influence them to be more joyful mm-hmm. because I have that relationship with him. But if I didn't have that, then I couldn't impact them. I'm not powerful enough to impact them to be more joyful, you know?
Right. I think, like you were saying, you have enough power from God to influence other people. So they will find your joy contagious, or they'll see, oh, she has a lot of peace. There's something about it, but you can't fully ever fill like the hole in their heart. Because mm-hmm. some people say, oh, well, I've just got this hole in my heart all of my life. And then I'm just waiting for a guy to fulfill it. But God is the only one that can make us whole. And it's only through a relationship with him that we can get that. And like you said, once we have that, then it will rub off on other people, but we can't give all of our things to that other person. They can only find it in God.
So to kind of wrap this up, I know I've been a little bit repetitive with this, but loving yourself, you have to love all three parts of yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't just have your physical body being super fit and super helpful, but then forget about your mental state or forget about your spiritual side, because you have to have all three to be whole. Yeah. Those three parts are what makes you you. And you have to have your spiritual and work on your mind. And you also have to work on your physical body to stay loving yourself. And next week, we're going to talk about more into the relationships with other people that you have and how to keep those healthy and how to actually grow in those relationships from loving yourself. And you have to get this aligned before you can even start dipping your foot in the pool to that aspect of your life.
Yeah, the order of the things that we talked about in the house matter so much, because your foundation with your relationship with God has to come first in order for you to find ways to love yourself and love your body and your mind and your soul, because God created all of that. And then you also have to put that first in order to love other people well. It has to be in this order. So it's so important that we focus on this before we jump into any other relationship with other people, which we'll get to next week. We're super excited about that one too.
Yes. And let us know in the comments. We want to know from you, what are you doing to take care of yourself? Like, what are you actually doing to take care of your body, your mind, your soul?
Drop
whatever
some truths
it is
for us. Yes. If you have some truths or scripture that you want to speak over us, that would be great.
And we want to hear it. So let us know and tune in next week for another great episode.